Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway. Solo mission for Donnie Wrightside here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's find out where JP is going today. He did say it was an East Coast game, which as I was looking, you say to yourself, well, there's not too many East Coast games actually out there tonight. It could be Toronto and Baltimore. It could be Colorado and Boston. It could be the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. Everything else out on the West Coast. But I just see the wind blowing out, small ballpark, Gomber stinks, Boston and Colorado. Even though you got to get 10 runs to cash, I think that's where you're going today, JP. Tell me and the people where you're going.
I'm going to the Blue Jays-Orioles game.
Wow.
I'm going to the under on that, the under nine.
There you go. That makes some sense. Barrios having some good starts here lately. Bradish, not a bad pitcher yesterday. They really got at it, got after it in that ballpark. But today, I do agree with you, JP. As we were knocking this down and looking at it on the early line this morning, maybe more of a thought process to the under than an over today. But sometimes those hot bats just stay fired up like the Baltimore Orioles have done. We'll see where it fits in. But at this time, I do think you're on the right page at that point. Massive card tonight. A lot of games starting after 8 o'clock and some West Coast games there. Arizona, Oakland, Seattle, San Diego, and Los Angeles all involved tonight. The lowest total on the board tonight a little bit later on is a 7 between Miami with Perez and Seattle with Luis Castillo on the mound. Another pitching matchup which might be one of those where you say, hey, Donnie, it's 18 runs combined last night, including 15 of those from the Philadelphia Phillies. Suarez on the mound. Three straight very good starts for him after a bumpy start to the Major League Baseball season. And Merrill Kelly, who's been very good here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. By the way, NBA Central just sent a retweet. The Sixers are not expected to be interested in Bradley Beal per John Clark, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. The team believes Tyrese Maxey has all-star potential, and they're right. So Bradley Beal, I never thought that was even going to be a chance for the Philadelphia 76ers anymore to get him. Maybe look elsewhere, or is it just going to be James Harden coming back into the fold for the Philadelphia 76ers? Now tomorrow, we do have the U.S. Open, and anytime I can share some advice out there, you guys know me, I'm not really a golf handicapper, so to speak. I'm not crunching numbers, but every once in a while I see a deal that makes some sense. And sometimes with different sports books, different outlets, there are different props slash boosts slash bonuses that you can get involved in that just make too much sense. So as I look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, we don't have any odds boost up just yet for the U.S. Open. Hopefully by tomorrow, that is going to happen. Now it is, here we go, okay. Thursday, 9:45 a.m., it looks like, is the first tee off. We'd say, hey, that sounds a little bit later than usual. Well, it is, because you got a West Coast major out there. They're going to be teeing off at 3 in the morning just to make sure you get those 6 a.m. tee times here, 7 o'clock tee times here on the East Coast. So you do have some time tomorrow. We'll be on the early line live, breaking it all down, having a lot of fun with that. But I'm looking at the make-miss-cut market. And if anybody has a chance to get on Bet365 this afternoon, I think there's a pretty good wager. Now, granted, sometimes different wagers for different boosts. Like sometimes I got a boost for like $50. Somebody else got it for $10. I'll get a boost for $100. Somebody else might have got one for $150, $200. So I don't know if this is an account distinguished number or is it just a flat price? Because as I look at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now on the make-to-miss cut market, Scottie Scheffler minus 950, Brooks Koepka minus 550, Patrick Cantlay minus 550, Rory minus 550, John Rahm minus 550, and then you get into the minus 430s. There's three players, Hovland, Schauffele, and Jordan Spieth. Now, Jordan Spieth is the one we're going to talk about here. minus 430 to make the cut. Flip over to Bet365. They have a bet boost today. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be there for the remainder of the deal until tomorrow. They have a Jordan Spieth to make the cut boost from on their pricing at a minus 334. Now keep in mind, FanDuel has this one priced at a minus 430. But they've boosted that all the way to a plus 100. That's pretty cool. And I took that. They actually, you know, sometimes too, you go to DraftKings where their bet boost, odds boost, whatever it would be, limit of $25. And then typically on the FanDuel Sportsbook, $50 limit on their odds boosts. This super boost allowed me to get in $60, so a little bit higher. But I thought that was too good a price to pass up. Do I think Jordan Spieth is going to make the cut? Sure, I do. Do I think he's going to compete? I guess. Did I handicap this per se? No, I didn't. I didn't handicap it at all. I just saw a price point on one sports book, which is legitimate at FanDuel, at a minus 430 price, and they're going to give it to you at a plus 100 price in this golf major. $60 pays back $120 here, and I think that legitimately makes some sense. So I wanted to get down on that. If you guys have the ability in any states out there to get down on Bet365, that looks like a pretty good one to get after. Let me just take a look at what we got cooking on DraftKings at this point. Get a plus 100 odds boost if there's going to be a hole-in-one. That's an interesting bet. I don't think I've ever bet a hole-in-one prop. Seems like it would be fun. Would be fun, though. You're just cheering on a couple holes a day for somebody to finally knock one in. And my goodness, if they show you an update where somebody's on a par 3 teeing off, you get the juices flowing right away. It's like when you have the red zone up, like, okay, let's cut away to the Detroit Lions game. Like, ooh, did DeAndre Swift get in? Who got in? Was it a Jared Goff passing touchdown? Who was it? Yeah, I like that stuff. So that's an interesting prop. Don't think I'm going to get down on that one. But here it is, U.S. Open tomorrow. But you know what? I want to talk Major League Baseball coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Runs, apparently everybody. And if you are betting runs here in the first three games of the Major League Baseball slate on a Wednesday, congratulations. Seven total runs here in the Braves-Tigers game, 4-3 Tigers, second and third one out. So it looks like the possibility where the Braves are going to take the lead, they actually just tied the game up now at 4-4. The Twins and the Brewers, that game now was 2-0 Brewers, now 4-2 Minnesota Twins. St. Louis Cardinals, San Francisco Giants. Remember that game was 2-0 San Francisco Giants? Yeah, that game now 5-2. So imagine if you just did this today. Tigers got out hot against the Braves 4-0. That's now 4-4. Let's just say you bet down four runs, the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are now minus 380 to win that game. You were getting some nice price numbers. Same thing with the Milwaukee Brewers who took that 2-0 lead over the Twins. You could have bet them now. The Twins now a 4-2 lead in that game. Same thing with the Cardinals who had a grand slam. And now tacked on another run here. Before we get to the phone lines here, let me just check something. RBI chances today. Correa's got two of them. Larnach's got one. And Gallo's got one. So two lefties there. Gallo strikes out a ton. His batting average now after getting a base hit has improved to 196. Congratulations. So there's some decent RBI shots there also. Let me just check. Really wasn't involved all that much on the Braves. Who got that Cardinals fifth RBI here? It looks like they're trying to cash in once again with only one out here. RBI shots, Walker's got one. Well, Tommy Edmonds got the four, that's right, because he hit the grand slam. We'll see if they tack on any more today because it looks like DeJong is up at the plate now looking to extend that lead. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. Chris from Austin is calling in here on a Wednesday baseball-centric show here on Moneyline. What's good, Chris?
DRS, my man, how are you this afternoon?
Very good, my guy. What you up to today?
Hey, man, first, most important thing is I did a sausage sandwich for dinner the other day. We've got the supermarket here in Austin. Yeah. Oh, man, okay. Mm-hmm. I made it just the way you talked about it as well, right? I had some sharp cheddar cheese. H-E-B has some of the best sausage links that you can buy, man. And so, yeah, I did that for dinner. I said, that damn DRS. And there's only mustard on hot dogs. There's only mustard. Our guy moves, man. That guy there, boy.
You're in the clubhouse. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes. I disagree with the coffee, though. But I'm anyway, Donnie, yesterday I was listening to your show, Moneyline here, mm-hmm. and I told you I took the Rangers. But you went over that Ranger game, and you convinced me mm-hmm. that I was on the wrong side. So I said, well, since mm-hmm. I've already made the bet with the Rangers, I'm going to take Donnie's advice, but I'm going to add to it. So what I did was is I took the Angels, and I added the Vegas yep. Golden Knights, and the Vegas Golden Knights over. Yep. It was 5.5. Yeah, man. I said, I got to call my boy and tell him, thank you for helping me out
That's
there.
That's beautiful.
And it was a good night, though, man. The 14 parlay of the Vegas Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights over Houston Astros, and mm-hmm. the Dodgers run line also came through. Yeah, it was a good night for me. I just missed a dime with the Rangers and the Brewers. And I was watching the mm-hmm. Brewers game. I don't know if you were watching it. And I said, Correa is that guy. So you had better be careful, yeah. Williams. Because he's mm-hmm. been in these pressure situations before, right? I swear to you, I said that. And boom, home run, Twins win. And I'm on mm-hmm. them in the over 8.5 today. Mm-hmm. The over 8.5 in the Twins. I parlayed those and I played them straight. And then I also, my play of the day was the over 8.5 in St. Louis. That was my biggest play. It was sitting there. Worked. And then I was listening to you talk about the weather conditions. And I was like, Donnie slept on that? I didn't play the Tiger game. Yeah. I was listening to you. I was like, it was one of those. That was my thought that you had with the Cardinal game, with the Tiger Brave game. So I kind of passed. But I thought 8.5 was low, but I didn't make any moves on it. And for tonight, I was thinking I've been passing on the Reds, and I said, man, Chris, mm-hmm. don't wait too long because you'll miss the run. Kind of like. The stock market. If you didn't get in January, February, you done missed the run mm-hmm. now. So I said,
correct.
But let me look, man. Yeah. Oh, here's my I don't know, you were talking U.S. Open, and Colin Morikawa at plus 33,000, John Rahm at plus 1,000, mm-hmm. and Bryson DeChambeau at plus 4,000. Those are my three plays.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you think about those, boss?
I'm looking forward to tomorrow's options there. There's a couple I got in on the odds boost. I was talking about Jordan Spieth to make the cut. But there are some. The one thing that sports books do very well, Chris, is they amp it up and, really get after it on these major championships and give you those hey, we'll give you another plus 500 on whatever pick you have or a boost up of another 300. There's a decent one here also at the DraftKings, which actually just fired in. They're cheap bets here. There's only a maximum of $25 you can place, but it was Rory McIlroy, Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka, and Justin Thomas just to make the cut boosted from 125 to 156. So I'm in on a few of those. And also tomorrow on Moneyline, hopefully we get some, I believe we have a golf expert coming on this. I'm not sure Cam is coming on tomorrow, but we do have somebody else lined up that can certainly help us out. And the best part about it is typically we have Moneyline. And at the time that Moneyline gets underway, usually most of these golf tournaments are also underway. So you can't really talk some of those boosts that would be off the board. Since we have a later tee time being on the West Coast, tomorrow we'll have a lot of fun on Moneyline breaking down some of these options to see if we get to that last-minute rush and get some value here. Let's keep it on the phone lines here. Jordan from Phoenix is calling in 844-843-6879 on a glorious baseball Wednesday afternoon. What's up there, Jordan?
What's going on, Donnie? How are we doing today?
Doing very good, man. What's up? Talk to me.
What's up? I got the Braves and Twins money line parlayed them together, nice. So they finally just woke up for me. But I'm giving you a shout-out. You that K-prop last night. I mean, gosh, that actually, if you really – I mean, I didn't watch – it was with ease, man. It was easy. It was with ease.
It was.
So shout you out on that, Donnie. And then I didn't tell the same game with the Vegas, but I had Vegas regulation line, so that was nice. But I was pulling for you to get the goal score. I just kept looking, 9 goals. I'm like, come on,
Yeah.
So it was just crazy. I was pulling for you, DRS. I thought you were going to get that one. And then let's go. The Braves just 7-4 now. So, let's just keep these wins. I'll be looking for your RBI props. Let's. You've been smoking in those. Honestly, I love
home
it.
Runs so last night, Jordan, too. We should have ripped off for home runs, man. We'd have been retired at the day off today. Yeah, you have six home runs or whatever. My God.
You know, I got to tell you this. I had a rough break. I took the Dodgers. I did an alternate team total. Yes. I did 5.5, yes, and they scored four runs in the first, you know.
In the
and
first.
They get one run after that.
It's been like that.
Just how it goes, Donnie, right? It is, but, hey, that's I shout out the K-Pop again. I appreciate it. You know the real best show on the sports grid, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Awesome. There we go. Jordan from Phoenix checking in here, and he's right about that. By the way, like, how many times have you done that in your past, right? You fire in a parlay or whatever you do, like first game of the day. It's like, come on, man. Atlanta's down 4-0. That's already done. And in basically 20 minutes, they're up 7-4 at this point. They were a plus 300 price. And I was talking about it. I said, man, this is odd. They're down four runs. I know it's a long way to go, but they're only getting plus 300. They're now minus 2,000 in the game. So good luck on Detroit. Now, granted, you might say to yourself, man, there's no way Detroit can come back from a lead of three runs. They already did it in this series against the Atlanta Braves. So there is still a long way to go, but runs certainly not at a premium. They got 11 through four, not even through four, through basically three innings because we're only in the top of the fourth inning. The Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers, that game's still sitting there at 4-2. Joey Gallo with an RBI. The Cardinals, top of the fourth inning against the San Francisco Giants, that's 5-2. So we're looking at totals live. Twins Brewers sitting at a 10.5. Giants Cardinals sitting at an 11.5. And maybe we have a ball in play here in the Braves-Detroit Tigers game. Locking the lines with one out here in the top of the fourth. We'll see when that reopens. But a lot of runs being scored in the afternoon. Good weather conditions. Also, very good weather conditions today in Minnesota. Hot weather there. Hot weather usually translates to runs. Ball travels just a little bit further. That's just the way it goes. Let's talk Major League Baseball card next and find some of those winners. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Runs are the name of the game today, and looks like we're getting a lot of those in Major League Baseball. So let's just see if we can hit that Major League Baseball card. Try to find some of these added advantages. The next game that's going to start is today at 4:40 p.m. Eastern. That's the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers. Second game of a doubleheader. We don't know the official lineups coming through, but we do know the pitchers here. That's going to be Dylan Dodd, the left-handed starter here for the Atlanta Braves. He's only faced 23 batters so far this year in Major League Baseball. Just trying to get an update here on a couple things on anticipated starting lineups for game number two. Let me see if I can do a little bit quick research here on this. I don't think they even list the second part of the doubleheader here until this game one does end. There's the first one. Yeah, there's not a second one listed here. But if we take a look at Dodd, not great numbers through those 23 at-bats. A 330, because actually, you know what? That's the last 30 days. Let's take a look at the season here. Season for Dylan Dodd, 92 total batters. ISO power number combined, 253. Weighted on base percentage, 432. Left-handed batters on the season, a 429. ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 557 against them through 22 batters. If we try to accelerate that into the last 30 days, they're still massive numbers against Dylan Dodd. Lefty and righty splits aren't very good. But are you going to be able to trust this lineup today for the Tigers coming back? Now, the Tigers currently do have four runs. They're getting smashed 7-4 at this point, but they still do have four runs, and we're still in the fourth inning with a runner on first base and one out. Not a lot of great options here in that lineup profiling against left-handed pitching. They just haven't seen it a lot. Spencer Torkelson, who already has a home run in game number one, he's probably the best of the bunch. A 286 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage here of 489 going up against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. That Braves lineup we're not sure of, but there's probably a really good chance I won't be in action or in play in that game one way or another. Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. This game here lines up. That is Jose Berríos on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays. And for the Baltimore Orioles, that's Kyle Bradish. 7:05 first pitch here. Game's roughly a pick 'em. Minus 110 price here for the Toronto Blue Jays. A minus 106 price for the Baltimore Orioles. A total now that is listed at 9. If we're taking a look at Jose Berríos, on the current season, he's faced 294 batters. He's got some okay splits. He's actually dominated right-handed batters to the tune on the season of an 097 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 259. Very good. Slightly elevated, however, to left-handed batters. That is a 178 weighted on-base percentage, 178 ISO, and a weighted on-base percentage of 358. If we turn this into the last 30 days, he's actually improved those numbers against lefties. 64 at-bats, an 073 weighted on, 073 ISO power number, and a weighted on-base percentage at a 315. His overall splits, very good, though, for the last 30 days. 127 total batters, a 135 ISO, a 304 weighted on base percentage. The lineup, though, it's very good. Like, that lineup for the Orioles presents very well. We had Gunnar Henderson yesterday on an RBI prop. Should have taken him on a home run prop. Should have taken him on a grand slam prop. It seemed like just about every single prop I hit yesterday was actually a home run. Now, granted, it does go like that sometimes. And to get an RBI, the quickest way to do that is what? Put one into the seats. And that's what a lot of my players did last night. But Gunnar Henderson, 61 attempts at the plate going up against right-handed pitching. He's got a 368 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 444, which is really good. It's really good. Rutschman, a 309 weighted on base percentage. Santander, 322. Ryan O'Hearn, which I had yesterday in an RBI prop in that game, along with Gunnar Henderson. Both of those guys hit home runs. Hicks presents well. Frazier presents well. Urias presents well. That's a good-looking lineup for the Baltimore Orioles. And the same way I started the show today and I said, Atlanta Braves 7, Detroit Tigers 4 right now, bottom of the fourth inning with two outs. Do you just take a flyer on the Atlanta Braves at the plate? Because technically they've been hitting very well. They did that. Same thing with the St. Louis Cardinals. Just take a flyer on them at the plate because of how talented they are. They're hitting fairly well. But I'm not all that excited because I do need both the pitcher and also the batting lineup to sort of mesh together to see exactly what I want. You know, if a guy struggles against lefties, I'm looking lefties. If a guy struggles against right-handed pitchers, what am I doing? Yes, I'm looking towards right-handed pitchers. And that's just the way it goes. Now, I'm trying to find here the pitchers for today to see if we just have something on a grand scale that we can try to take a look at. But for some reason, Zach Wheeler is continuing to come up on my timeline here. Is that all last night's guys? Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense there. So I'm not going to be able to go over that as a totality today, which I would have liked to dump. But Toronto bats tonight going up against Kyle Bradish. He's actually had very good numbers. Take a look at him on the season. Now, granted, on the season, 106 right-handed batters. Bradish's face is a right-handed pitcher, a 175 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 335. But in the last 30 days, he's cleaned that up a little bit. 62 batters he's faced from the right side, a 143 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 294. He's got stellar numbers over the past 30 days against left-handed batters. But when you look at that lineup, 1 through 9 for the Toronto Blue Jays, it's very talented. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. finally got an RBI last night. You would figure like the two guys struggling the most in the lineup against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be in the three-hole Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It shouldn't be in the four-hole Matt Chapman. Those are the guys that are supposed to excel. But outside of those two players, Vladdy Jr. and Matt Chapman, they got some pretty good numbers. George Springer, 100 at-bats against right-handed pitching the past month, ripping the cover off the baseball. 419 weighted on-base percentage. Bo Bichette, 338. Whit Merrifield, 346. Danny Jansen, 437. Kevin Biggio, 400. Kevin Kiermaier, 365. But it's one of those, again, are you just going to trust that they're going to hit in this ballpark tonight? 74 degrees, wind blowing out the right field. And the same thing going up against Jose Berríos for that Baltimore Orioles lineup. Or are we just going to blind trust? Is that what we're doing? Technically, I don't like to do that, and I probably won't. Let's take a look at the Subway Series tonight. New York Mets versus the New York Yankees. Current line here at the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Subway Series. Minus 112 price for Justin Verlander. Minus 104 price for Gerrit Cole. Total listed at 7.5. We got some runs last night. Do we see that again tonight? If you look at that Mets lineup, it doesn't look all that great. Francisco Alvarez, one of the letdowns yesterday for me on the RBI card. I absolutely loved him yesterday, and he had a chance early on, but grounded out to a fielder's choice and wasn't able to get a run across, which was less than two outs, which was very disappointing. But he has off-the-charts numbers against right-handed pitching. But here's the problem. Gerrit Cole on the season has sensational numbers. Gerrit Cole in the last 30 days is getting hammered by left-handed batters. Now, the left-handed batters in the lineup tonight, they're not presenting all that well. Nimmo, 285 weighted on base percentage. Jeff McNeil, 347, the one bright spot there. Low ISO power number, but at least he has a decent weighted on base percentage. Francisco Lindor, who will bat from the left-hand side today, 275 weighted on base percentage. Beatty, 294. Omar Narvaez, 162. Do you see what I mean? Sometimes those things have to match up because against right-handed batters from the right-handed Cole, he's absolutely been dominant. So not really too many ways I want to go with the New York Mets tonight when yesterday I took a shot at Pham and lost. And I took a shot at Alvarez and lost. So that game didn't work out all that well in my favor, even though I did have a nice profitable night overall in betting RBI props. Justin Verlander on the mound on the season. 84 batters he's faced from the right side because he did come back a little bit late. I believe it was a shoulder, elbow impingement that he had. 205 ISO, 333 weighted on base percentage. Both of those slightly elevated. Last 30 days, however, it's not too bad. A 182 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 329. Lineup tonight, again, Verlander has done very well against left-handed batters to the tune of an ISO power number of 137 and a weighted on base percentage of 249. Lefties in the lineup tonight anticipated for the New York Yankees, Calhoun, Rizzo, Bowers, McKinney. Now look, some of these guys got some good numbers against right-handed pitchers. Don't get me wrong. Willie Calhoun's got a 367 weighted on base percentage. Gleyber Torres a 329. Jake Bowers, a 332, Josh Donaldson, a 335, and Billy McKinney, a 447. Now, granted, you look at that lineup going up and down, like, who are half of these guys? Willie Calhoun, what? Jake Bowers, what? Billy McKinney, who? That's the same feeling I get as well. So for a Subway Series game that does have a decent wind blowing out to right field, I'm really not feeling this game tonight between the Yankees and the Mets. I thought I had some decent opportunities yesterday there, but not today. I don't want to burn this game, because it's one of those games I certainly want to take a look at. So we'll just set the table for this one at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Boston Red Sox, Colorado Rockies, Austin Gomber, Garrett Whitlock. Boston currently, heavy favorite, as high as 225. Let me just check across the board here. Who's higher than 225 there? 225, 225, 250 at FoxBet, 250 at MGM, 240 at PointsBet here in New Jersey. So a monster favorite for the Boston Red Sox. And yesterday, I went on Game Time Decisions with Gabe and Cam. They asked the question in this game. I said, for one thing, I'm not laying Boston over a minus 200 price. Good point yesterday. You know who won in extra innings? Not the Boston Red Sox, the Colorado Rockies. But do we have some opportunities here to make some money, particularly with one player that looks like he might be up due number two in the lineup from the right side on a short porch right up against the Green Monster. Wind blowing out to left. Who's that player? Come on back and find out. It's Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Green.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hurry back, I'm yours.
Let's get updated again in Major League Baseball. Three games currently underway here. The Atlanta Braves 7-4 lead in the looks like the bottom of the fifth inning now coming up, as they are a minus 1,800 favorite there live. The Minnesota Twins holding a 4-2 lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. That's in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we have the St. Louis Cardinals, a 5-2 lead here, heading now into the top of the sixth inning over the San Francisco Giants. Now, before we went to break, we were setting up and previewing maybe a game of interest tonight between the Colorado Rockies and the Boston Red Sox. If you take a look at Austin Gomber, one of those guys that you probably are happy and have faded in the past. on this Major League Baseball season. 252 total batters he's faced. If we combine left-handed batters and right-handed batters up against the left-handed Austin Gomber, a 259 ISO power number, and a weighted on base percentage of 400. That's on the season, which means April, May, and these parts of June. Now, once you get into the past 30 days, we take that 252 current split down to 103 batters, and it's actually gotten a little bit worse. A 259 ISO power number turns into a 287 ISO power number, and a weighted on base percentage at 400 turns into 433. So if we're lining up what Gomber doesn't do well, he can't get out left-handed batters or right-handed batters. And that's been the same way on the season. If we're looking at weather conditions tonight in Boston, not as hot as it is in the afternoon in some of these games in St. Louis and Minnesota today, and also in Detroit. But we do have 66-degree temperatures, but a wind blowing out double digits to left field, which is the monster. A guy I love it in this game. Due to bat in the second hole, DH, Justin Turner. Take a look at these statistics for Justin Turner over the past 30 days against left-handed pitching. Keep in mind, Justin Turner is a right-handed batter, which means most of those guys, if they pull the ball, that's going to be flying down the left field line towards that monster with the wind at his back. Now, we just told you, if we break down some of these splits, a 263 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 419 through 82 at-bats against right-handed batters for Austin Gomber. Justin Turner tonight, ISO power number through 23 at-bats over the past 30 days against left-handed pitching, a 526 ISO power number. That's off the charts. A 604 weighted on base percentage. The thing that you have to like as well, a strikeout percentage here of 8.7%. It's going to put the bat on the ball. He should be able to drive this baseball out of the ballpark. Now, also, through 82 batters for Austin Gomber against right-handed batters, only a 12% strikeout rate. So Justin Turner is going to get some good licks tonight on Austin Gomber. I took him to go over 1.5 total bases in this game. Later on today, if you follow me at Right Side VP, I'll put out RBI props. You can probably rest assured we're probably getting Justin Turner in those props. Now, an interesting one, which I typically don't like to do, it almost seems like outside of Juan Soto, where he's such a good hitter that if he's going up against a left-handed pitcher, I just go ahead and fade that trend. Like, ooh, I don't know if I want to take lefty versus lefty. Rafael Devers is in that range. He's faced 26 at-bats against left-handed pitching. Gomber, who's a left-handed pitcher, he really struggles even with getting left-handed batters out, which is pretty crazy. A 389 ISO over the past 30 days against lefties. A weighted on base percentage at 486, which if we take a look at Rafael Devers' numbers here, being a left-handed batter over the past 30 days against lefties, he's done awesome, man. 292 ISO, 400 weighted on base percentage. Low K rate as well. So if there are two RBI props tonight you might want to look at from a Boston Red Sox perspective, look no further. Turner and Devers. And if you're just looking at weighted on base percentage here, look at Ref Snyder. We think he's going to bat in that leadoff spot. 551 weighted on base percentage through 18 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past month. You got three elevated guys right off the bat. And that's where it falls off. Duvall, bad. Yoshida, bad. Kike Hernandez, bad. Christian Arroyo, bad. Connor Wong, bad. Pablo Reyes, bad. Like nothing. Nothing after those first three batters look like they're going to do anything today for the Boston Red Sox. If we flip it over and take a look at Colorado, you're going up against Garrett Whitlock. Garrett Whitlock versus right-handed batters over the past 30 days, filthy. 0.56 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 2.54. I mean, really doing his job there. Left-handed batters, a little bit different story. 22 batters the right-handed Whitlock has faced against lefties. A 250 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 314. Not terrible. But if we take a look at the full season totality, it tells a different story for lefties. A 271 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 358. So if you're really trying to isolate here and take a left-handed bat, Ryan McMahon, 75 at-bats against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, that's a 452 weighted on base percentage for him and an ISO of 323. How about Nolan Jones? He's been known to have some power. I think he's got two home runs this year, close to 450 feet. His weighted on-base percentage against right-handed pitching last month, or for the month, 452. Excuse me, 476. And an ISO of 308. How about Old Faithful there? Mike Moustakas. Guys play for the Reds. Guys play for the Royals. Been around the block. He's got a 421 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching. So we might see some runs. If we're actually being honest with ourselves and say, okay, take Garrett Whitlock and say, forget about him getting out right-handed batters. Look at this full lineup tonight for the Colorado Rockies overall and how they presented against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. It's been impressive. 342 for Tovar. These are all weighted on base percentages, by the way. McMahon, 452. Diaz, 347. Jones, 476. Grichuk, 360. Moustakas, 421. Castro, a little bit below, 301. But then Brenton Doyle, 9-hole, 354. I think we should get some runs in this game. I do. You got a wind blowing out the left field. I know you do have a high total, so it's probably going to take 11 to cash in. But I think there's some pretty good opportunities that they can actually do that. Texas Rangers and the Los Angeles Angels. Reed Detmers going up against Andrew Heaney. And if we're lining this game up, minus 134 price for Andrew Heaney. Trout, who sat out the game last night, looks like he's going to be back in the lineup tonight. So it'll be that 2-3 punch in the lineup for Ohtani and Trout. However, Andrew Heaney's got some pretty good numbers here in the last 30 days. For the season, he's slightly elevated in both categories of ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentage, but he's a lefty, dominated lefties on the season. 42 batters, not having too much success whatsoever. Right-handed batters, having a little bit more success on the season than they are actually over the past 30 days. Options that might make some sense there would be Mike Trout in the middle of the lineup, Ward there, and also Wallach and Neto. But I'm not really too keen today, to be honest, on the Los Angeles Angels. If we flip it over and take a look at the Texas Rangers bats going up against Reed Detmers, I'm not in love with this either. Now, granted, the Texas Rangers as a team on the season, absolutely pulverizing the baseball against left-handed batters. You look at the last 30 days, Semien, 392, Seager, 428. Nate Lowe, 342. Adolis Garcia, 456. Josh Jung, 415. Garver, 461. Ezekiel Duran, 350. Leody Tavares, 377. They've done damage. Only one guy in that lineup tonight anticipated out of the starting nine that has really struggled over the past 30 days. That's Jonah Heim. But how do you weigh that out against a guy that's absolutely dealing against right-handed pitchers? Or excuse me, right-handed batters. Only two lefties are going to be in the lineup, and that's Seager and Lowe, which they might be able to do some damage, higher weighted on base percentage that Reed Detmers has. But again, I'm not too keen other than if you're just going out and saying to yourself, boy, let's really just get after the Texas Rangers. I think they can hit tonight because they've always done that. That is something to keep an eye on. Now, the one game I do want to get to is late night tonight. Tampa Bay Rays, Oakland Athletics, a massive, massive favorite here for the Rays, who have lost two straight games to the Oakland Athletics, and the Athletics have won seven in a row. The Rays are favored at minus 280 and a total listed at 8.5. So the side I want to take a look at here would be Tampa Bay. Not actually to take them on the money line, as if I think they're going to win the game, because they are. I'm just not paying that price point. They're going up against Luis Medina. He can't get anybody out. 135 batters he's faced on the season. Combined, ISO power number 331. Weighted on base percentage 408. Let's dip into the last 30 days where he's faced 108 batters. 320 ISO power number. 392 weighted on base percentage. So slightly lower what he has technically on the season. But equal opportunity here. Left-handed batters crushing him. Right-handed batters actually beating him up even more. Right-handed batters. Through 64 plate appearances, 357 ISO, 409 weighted on base percentage. So immediately your eyes run to the right side of the plate. And if you're looking at a team that has hit right-handed pitching very well over the past 30 days, it's the Rays. Diaz, 337. Franco, 315. Lowe, 325. Arozarena, 373. Paredes, 373. Luke Raley, 410. Jose Siri, 385. That's the first seven guys in that lineup, which really, really do some damage. Now, what are we looking at here? I didn't actually take a look just yet at a team total tonight for Tampa. Let's see what we have here. Batter props, innings. Where am I finding this at here? Actually, they did not have one up yet. They have to, right? Also, there we go. Tampa Bay Ray total runs, 5, minus 118. So 6, it takes to cash in. I think there's a legitimate chance they get there. Isaac Paredes, by the way, is part of my same game parlay, which I gave out on the early line. Paredes to get an RBI tonight. And the Tampa Bay Rays to win. Tasty! Plus 150. I'm in on that. I bet it. I think Paredes gets an RBI. Legitimate chance Luke Raley gets an RBI tonight. Jose Siri as well. And anybody in the middle of that lineup. They all have high weighted on base percentages. Most of these guys do also have low K percentages as well. High walk rates. I think there's going to be traffic on the bases tonight. And I can't imagine the Oakland Athletics beating the Tampa Bay Rays for a third straight night. That can't continue, can it? It'd be wild. But if you're looking for RBI props, come no further than the Tampa Bay Rays and the Oakland Athletics tonight from the Coliseum. I think it makes some sense. I think they get after it. And quite frankly here, if you're taking a look at some of those Oakland batters, Glasnow has not survived very well against left-handed pitching this season, even though it's short, only 27 batters. They're elevated numbers. Noden and Seth Brown sticking right off the page along with Jace Peterson. I think we get runs in this game. I think we go over 9 for the game as well, with a focus here obviously being on the Tampa Bay Rays, scoring more runs than the Oakland Athletics. That should happen. I should be able to cash in on the same game parlay. We got one more segment coming up for this Wednesday afternoon. Make sure you stick the dial right here on the grid. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out of here, quick segment before we get you out of here for the day and the rest of your Sports Grid programming. Ari Miroff tweets out, Bills head coach Sean McDermott tells reporters Stephon Diggs was excused from practice yesterday after things reached a point where they needed a break. McDermott says they're now in a great spot after further talks. He wants to keep all the conversation internal. Good luck with that overall. Stephon Diggs is clearly upset that he's a Buffalo Bill. For what reason, I have no idea. But it's in their best interest to certainly keep him as happy as he can be. He's not going to get a new contract. He's got a massive one. He plays in an offense that caters to him with a quarterback that absolutely can get him the football. It seems to me like is it a personality thing between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs? I don't know. But it's such an odd situation, which yesterday was reported 15 different ways, it felt like, from all parties, from agents to team to national beat writers to local beat writers. So certainly something to absolutely keep an eye on. Bets that I do have in today and also for tomorrow's golf tournament. McIlroy, Hovland, Koepka, and Thomas to make the cut at a plus 156 price. That's at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Three bets I currently have in here at Bet365. Justin Turner to go over 1.5 total bases tonight. That's at a minus 115 price. Luke Raley to go over a half of an RBI, which again, get one RBI, cash that ticket. That's coming in at a plus 185. And I did take Jordan Spieth to make the cut, which was super boosted from a minus 334 price at Bet365 to a plus 100 price. And then on DraftKings tonight, I do have my same game parlay. Tampa Bay Rays money line. Isaac Paredes to record an RBI at a plus 150 price there. So, JP, let the people know where you're at today.
Yeah, I took the Blue Jays Orioles game under that 9 total.
And once we get some of these games finalized, at least with the lineups that we have, be able to get after it a little bit more on some of these RBI props. But I'm focused on that Tampa Bay Rays Oakland Athletics game, and a little bit early in the day, the Colorado Rockies and the Boston Red Sox. 16 games in total today will be underway by the time we get into those night West Coast hours and games. Quick update, Major League Baseball now, the Tigers 7-5 behind the Atlanta Braves. That's in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Twins and the Brewers, that game is 4-2 with the lead for the Minnesota Twins. And the Cardinals and Giants 5-2. That'll do it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.